welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in San Diego. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Wednesday, June 11th. You'll be interested to know. 62 years ago today, in 1963, President John Fitzgerald Kennedy delivered his iconic Ich bin ein Berliner speech in Berlin, Germany. This powerful declaration of solidarity with the citizens of Berlin became a defining moment in the Cold War, symbolizing the unwavering support of the United States for freedom and democracy. President Kennedy's words inspired hope and unity, reinforcing the shared values that bind nations together in the pursuit of liberty. So now you know. And now, it's time for the Surf Report. Wednesday at Tourmaline and South San Diego. It's looking clean this morning with waist-to-chest-high sets rolling in. Waves hold around 3 to 4 feet throughout the morning, providing great conditions. Expect the winds to remain onshore at 4 mph, keeping the surface smooth for now. However, as the day progresses, conditions may become more bumpy with increasing wind speeds. Best time to ride is at 6 a.m. with a 0-foot incoming low tide when the southwest swell is 2 feet at 16 seconds and the onshore wind is 2 mile per hour. The first high tide Wednesday will be 3.5 feet just before 11 a.m. with a 2.5-foot low tide at 3. The nearshore buoy at Mission Bay West reads 66 degrees for the water temperature. Thursday through Saturday presents a varied surf experience. Thursday starts with fair conditions and waist-high waves, shifting to choppy by afternoon with increasing winds. Friday maintains similar fair conditions in the morning, but transitions to choppy in the afternoon. By Saturday, expect clean morning surf with stomach to shoulder-high sets, turning choppy later as winds pick up. This morning, it's cloudy and it feels like 65 degrees with no wind. The sunset will take place at 8, and it will rise again tomorrow at 5:40. It looks like we're in for some mostly cloudy skies today, with a high near 71 and a light southwest breeze. Tonight, expect some patchy fog after 11, with clouds lingering and a low around 60, plus a gentle wind. Looking ahead in the weather, expect mostly cloudy skies Thursday with patchy fog in the morning and a high near 72. Friday and Saturday will be partly sunny with highs near 71 and 72 respectively. Nights will remain mostly cloudy with lows in the low 60s and patchy fog after 11 p.m. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, in California, President Donald Trump is set to sign 3 resolutions on Thursday, revoking the state's electric vehicle sales mandates and diesel engine rules. This move aims to dismantle California's leading vehicle emissions standards. Republican lawmakers, including Senator Shelley Moore Capito and Representative Kevin Kiley, confirmed the signings will occur at 11 o'clock in the morning. California Attorney General Rob Bonta plans to challenge the decision in court. The revocations could impact other states that adopted these regulations, prompting significant debate. Now on to sports. Aaron Rodgers recently revealed he has been married for a couple of months during a media availability with the Pittsburgh Steelers. The 4-time MVP quarterback who signed a one-year deal worth $13.7 million with the Steelers, sported a wedding ring but left unclear if his girlfriend, Brittany, is his spouse. At 41 years old, after recovering from a torn Achilles, Rodgers is eager to prove himself with his new team. He noted the influence of coach Mike Tomlin and the Steelers' rich history in making his decision, stating he is all in for this season. In local sports, last night at Petco Park, the Padres dominated the Dodgers 11-1. Manny's 5 RBI led the charge, including a 3-run double, while Ray shone with 3 hits, scoring 4 times. The Friars put up 6 runs in the 6th, with Bogaerts and Machado contributing key hits. Cease earned the win, striking out 9, and the Padres' record now stands at 38-28, showcasing a strong offensive display that the Dodgers couldn't match. Tomorrow afternoon, the Friars take on the Dodgers at Petco for the rubber game of this 3-game series. Justin Wroblewski, with a 7.2 earned run average, faces Randy Vasquez, holding a 3.69. First pitch is at 1:10 under 70-degree skies. In top news, in a recent briefing, President Donald Trump announced plans to begin phasing out the Federal Emergency Management Agency after this year's hurricane season, which lasts from June 1st to November. He stated that states would receive less federal aid for disaster response, as disaster relief funds would be distributed directly from the president's office. Trump emphasized, "We're going to give out less money," and suggested that governors should collaborate on disaster response. Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem echoed this sentiment, stating that FEMA fundamentally needs to go away as it exists. The agency has an annual budget of approximately $30 billion. In business news, GameStop has swung to a profit in the first quarter, despite declining sales in other areas. The video game retailer reported a profit of $44.8 million, or 9 cents a share, for the quarter ending on May 3rd. This is a turnaround from a loss of $32.3 million, or 11 cents a share, a year prior. Notably, sales of collectibles surged by 54% to $211.5 million. Shares spiked after GameStop revealed it had purchased 4,710 Bitcoin, valued at about $500 million at the time. Time to jump on the gravy train. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is unchanged at about $110,000. Ethereum is up 4% to just under $2,800. And XRP is unchanged at $2.28. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates with several locations in the San Diego area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. Apple has unveiled iOS 26 at its Worldwide Developers Conference, introducing a stunning liquid glass redesign. This new version marks a shift in Apple's naming convention, moving to annual updates. The operating system features a revamped lock screen, a streamlined camera app, and edge-to-edge web pages in Safari. Enhanced phone capabilities include call screening and hold features, while the Messages app allows for customized backgrounds and polls. Notably, Apple introduces live translation for real-time conversations, and a games app for all your favorite titles. This update follows iOS 18, which integrated basic artificial intelligence features. Entertainment news. In a thrilling new project, Brad Pitt stars in F1, a racing film reminiscent of Top Gun. With the success of Top Gun Maverick in mind, producers Jerry Bruckheimer and Joseph Kosinski aim to capture the excitement of Formula One racing, blending it with the personal dramas featured in the series Drive to Survive. This ambitious film, which boasts cooperation from the official Formula One body and features Lewis Hamilton as a producer, showcases real racing with minimal CGI. F1 hits theaters on June 25th, and only time will tell if it captivates audiences as intended. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American writer and philosopher, Henry David Thoreau. And he said, "Things do not change. We change." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in San Diego.